Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Very well. Should we get on with it? I'm surprised you're not going.
Yes, let's do it.
Are you going tonight? You know, you've got a few thousand quid lying around, haven't you?
If only that was the case, that would be nice, but I don't think I do, so I don't think I'll be able to participate in the festivities this evening, but certainly the country's gearing themselves up for it and looking forward to reaching a first final since 1966.
Well, you don't think you've got a few thousand quid lying around, or you know you haven't got a few thousand quid lying around?
I know I haven't got a few thousand pounds lying around for that, it has to be said.
You're right this morning. You sound like you're half asleep, like you're about to keel over or something.
No, it's not that. I've got all sorts of things playing in my ear, to be honest. I think I've got the Bloomberg squawk playing in my ears. Maybe you can't hear that, but it's all going a bit crazy.
No, I can't. Well, can you turn it off? I mean, it'll just be
on my computer.
It'll just be a window on your computer. Just click on X and it will disappear.
I figured it out.
Computer lessons. Me giving somebody else computer lessons, that's the thing.
Well, technology lessons from you would really be a concern.
All right. Let's go over the top. Let's have a look at the markets. Mixed bag on Wall Street yesterday. NASDAQ at a record high, but financial suffering elsewhere.
Yeah, US stocks snapped a seventh session winning streak yesterday. Treasury yields fell to the lowest level since February, coming in at 1.35%, and crude prices fell 3% from their highest level in 6 years. Brent trading this morning at $74.68. This is after the June ISM services sector report came in weaker than expected, and then its employment component moved into contraction. So very much risk-off mode for markets. Yesterday, dollar rose, in fact, the most in 2 weeks. Gold gained for a fifth session. The S&P 500 was up 0.2%, led lower by energy and financials. Focus day will be on the Fed minutes from its latest meeting, which will provide further context to its hawkish pivot. In terms of the opening calls, looking a little bit lackluster this morning. Currently corner, FTSE up 4 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 1 point. CAC 40 in Paris down 10 points.
You've got it all sorted out now.
I have, but there's a huge delay and reverberation on this line, that's all I can say.
Okay, right, we'll give you time to collect your thoughts and tell us about European retail sales, please.
European retail sales rose more than expected in May and reversed a decline in April as the reopening of economies drove demand for non-food products and car fuel, while purchases for food and drinks remained stable. Sales increased 4.6% month on month and were 9% higher than a year earlier. After a contraction in the first quarter, activity certainly made a more meaningful recovery since the start of June as vaccination rates have improved, restrictions have been lifted and that pent-up demand has been unleashed. We think that momentum should continue into the third quarter. In the medium term, though, household demand could be constrained by the negative real disposable income growth over the course of the coming quarters, given the recent acceleration of inflation and subdued nominal wage growth. We also project that unemployment in the Eurozone will take longer to recover than in other regions. In fact, we've got it at elevated levels of 8.1% this year, averaging a similar figure as you look through the course of next year. So that's why we still remain a little bit cautious around household demand leading the recovery in Europe.
Okay, and UK construction is accelerating, Henk.
Yeah, British construction industry recorded its fastest growth in 24 years last month, bolstered by a jump in demand for new homes and commercial property. However, the sector is starting to feel the impact of the record rise in the cost of raw materials. The monthly PMI data underscores the speed of Britain's broader economic recovery as those restrictions are eased, but also how supply bottlenecks are impacting the industry and starting to create inflationary pressures. The PMI input component was the highest since the series started back in 1997, and delivery times were the longest on record. The Bank of England last month said it expected inflation to peak above 3%, but predicted the bottlenecks that are partly behind that rise would be temporary. Construction certainly recovered at a faster pace than other parts of the economy. It's been less affected, of course, by social distancing. Construction output in April was slightly above those pre-pandemic levels. So certainly construction looking in good shape for the UK economy.
And the British government has been trumpeting the success it's had in keeping the Nissan plants going up in the north-east of England. How much money is the French government getting out of that, do you think?
It's a very political question. What's important is that we keep these fundamental parts of the UK economy going. It was a commitment before we went into Brexit, and the UK government appear to be fulfilling on that commitment. And Nissan will become certainly an important part of the UK car industry and will be leading the development in electric vehicles.
Yeah, but given that Nissan is 48% owned by Renault and the French government partially owns Renault, it's no doubt a nice little earner for the government in Paris.
Well, we're always happy, of course, in the UK to make sure that that special relationship continues to thrive as much as possible while putting aside small matters such as Brexit, etc. So let's hope that that spirit of cooperation continues.
Not to mention the Vauxhall plant in Ellesmere Port, which is going to be manufacturing electric vehicles. And Vauxhall is opened by Peugeot Citroën, which is partially owned by the French government.
Well, of course, there's global challenges when it comes to the way in which we need to fight the challenges around climate change. And if we can add our bit to that in a multinational approach across different countries and different companies, then that will perhaps prove to be a successful solution to dealing with those major issues.
You're earning your corn this morning, aren't you?
You love dragging me into these things and just waiting to see how I can sit on the fence as sternly as possible. I know this is your latest tactic and one that makes me uncomfortable each and every morning.
Great. Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar looking slightly weaker this morning, 1.38 euro dollar coming in at 1.18. You can get 1 euro 16.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
I would ask you to stay on for the newspaper review, but it sounds like you're having a few problems with the line this morning, so we'll let you go and get it sorted out.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Is the man going to come and fix your box sooner rather than later? Because we can't go on like this for much longer.
I'm hoping so.
All right. Thank you, Henk Potts from Barclays.